Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley, and thank you for joining us for Game 2 of our high school hockey playoff doubleheader. Game 2 matches up the D.C. Everest Evergreens against the Tomahawk Hatchets. Tomahawk comes in as the number 12 seed. That's the last seed in this part of the regional. We'll spend some time before our face-off 2 minutes from now with Coach Dan Van Slyke. Coach, it may be human nature to look forward past this game because everyone on your team probably wants a second chance at Spash, a game where you had a third-period lead and gave it up in overtime. How do you keep everyone focused on tonight's game and not the game that might happen three nights down the road?
We've been talking the last couple of days about taking care of business first and taking one game at a time. And, you know, you can't look past anybody, especially in, high school athletics. So the message has got to be simple, and, you know, you got to play all out tonight and then worry about Friday when it comes.
There's always the possibility that a senior, either on your team or on the other team, says, you know, hey, this could be my last game and steps up and does something exceptional. That happens a lot in the playoffs. How is playoff hockey different than what we see during the regular season?
There's that finality factor where, you know, kids know that, any shift could be their last, and, you know, they want to leave it all out there. So, those kids bring it more than your typical high school athlete.
What would you say is the team's mindset going into postseason?
Our kids are on a high right now. We're playing good hockey the last week or so and, play with a lot of confidence. The kids are ready to go, and, we'll see how long we can ride this thing.
Coach Dan Van Slyke, thanks a lot. The puck drops when we come right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. We'll drop the puck in just a moment between the fifth-seeded D.C. Everest Evergreens, the highest-seeded team not to have a first-round bye, against the lowest-seeded team in this bracket, the number 12-ranked Tomahawk Hatchets. Tomahawk has only 3 wins for the season, 3 wins against 20 losses. They finished second to last in the Great Northern Conference. Evergreens 13-10-0, 6-5 record in Valley Conference play, good for fourth place. Evergreens hockey brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill. Visit us online at bonejoint.net. You know, we talked in our pregame interview that you don't want your team to look ahead. You want to take care of business tonight. I suppose we should talk about the flip side of that. There's always the possibility that you could blow out an inferior opponent and make a statement for your upcoming Friday game against Smash. Let's see if that's how things play out here. Evergreens in the home white sweaters with the yellow numbers, trimmed in green, black breezers. The Tomahawk Hatchets, they look a little like Wausau West. They've got the royal blue and gold. That's the only similarity between Tomahawk and Wausau West. These teams are at opposite ends of the hockey spectrum. Gather at center ice to get our first period underway from Green Heck. Thank you for being with us for Game 2 of our playoff doubleheader. The puck drops. Let's light this candle. We're underway. Tomahawk controls the opening faceoff. Now the Evergreens take it right back at center ice, sent into the corner by Alex Degner, and now goes all the way around behind the Tomahawk net. Tomahawk defender goes cross ice behind the net. Evergreens are fighting to keep this in. It is loose in the corner. Michael Plaza is there. Plaza looking to center early on. Plaza's got it behind the net, now skates into the corner. Plaza goes out to the blue line and now leaves it for Avery Allard. Allard shot on goal, rebound, and a score! The Evergreens get an early goal! Avery Allard put it on goal. The rebound came loose. And let's see who that goal is going to go to. It's going to be a goal for Alex Degner. And the Evergreens, only 32 seconds into the game, have a 1-0 lead on Tomahawk. Suppose that does qualify as taking care of your business. We'll wait for official scoring information. I believe we're going to award a couple of assists.
For the D.C. Everest Evergreens, on an even trade goal at the 30-second mark of that first period, number 7, Michael.
Give the goal to Michael Plaza.
With an assist by number 2.
Avery Allard got the assist for putting it on net. And the Evergreens are up 1-0. Thought that goal was to Degner, who was in front. They're giving it to Michael Plaza, and Avery Allard gets the helper. Evergreens control right off the faceoff, and they're right behind the net, and they're centering here. Shot in front. Evergreens have a man right there on the doorstep. Fanning was Chris Sackman, and the puck now goes behind the net. Grant Dennis is also there. Tomahawk sends it all the way down. This is going to be icing. We'll have a stoppage. Evergreens with an early goal, up 1-0, 15:41 to play first period. Evergreens Hockey, sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Michael Plaza's dad, see him at the scorer's table there. Got to be happy for his son getting off to a good start today. I know Michael Plaza is also looking forward to, once we melt some of the snow, to having a good baseball season. Called up as a sophomore with the varsity. They used his bat a lot in that baseball season. He's going to be set up for a good year at home plate as well. Hockey is the first order of business, and the Evergreens control off the faceoff. They're right back into the zone. Nate Bruns skating in. You know, he split two defenders and then just lost the puck at the last moment. Bruns was walking in unmolested. Now from the blue line, here's a shot. That deflects in, and it's behind the net. Thought that was going on. Babyars put it on goal from the blue line and then went a little wide and then behind the net. Got caught up in the netting for just a moment. Play is back in. Evergreens fighting for it along the near boards. Austin Shiro is there. All the action's been in the Evergreens' half. Evergreens now near the goal line, looking to center. It goes behind the net again for Avery Allard. In fact, the puck has not come down to the other half of the ice, except for that one icing stoppage. Derek Tomczyk now goes cross ice. Matthew Yonke is getting some ice time, along with Austin Shiro. Evergreens get a partial change as they leave it behind the net here, and Tomahawk is going to get their first rush of the game. Coming up along the near boards for the Hatchets is Kaiten Scholes. Scholes leaves it behind the net. Kind of a misfire there. Evergreen defenders are there. Evergreen's pushing forward to Michael Plaza at center ice. Tried to find Babyars, a little too long, went into the corner. Tomahawk fights it out of there and gets it back out to neutralize, where Tomahawk has a two-on-one coming back the other way. And poke checked away on goal. Michael Moe with a save. Kevin Boulder, center for the Hatchets, was able to put that on goal, and Michael Moe went down low and stopped it. Evergreens up 1-0, 14:09 to play. Yeah, you missed it if you joined us late. Evergreens got a goal just 37 seconds into this game. Michael Plaza from Avery Allard. Had a couple of good scoring opportunities since then. Evergreens control off the faceoff. And up along the far boards is Avery Allard. Allard from the red line tried to send it in, deflected by one of the Tomahawk players. Now along the near boards, Cole Hoppinger. Hoppinger leaves it in the corner. Evergreens take it right back. Michael Plaza is there. Plaza's up ahead to Brady Burrell. Tomahawk tries to hold the zone. Camped in by Stephen Wren. Meet the goalies. We didn't introduce you to Dan Henke. He's the sophomore goalie for Tomahawk, and of course he struggled. Kind of high goals against average. He'll get better as he goes into his junior and senior year. And Michael Moe, rock solid. Evergreens coming back. Backhand side shot for Michael Plaza. Save. Plaza was skating in. He was inside the red circle. I was trying to go upper right-hand corner. That's a save by Dan Henke, and a pretty good save with the glove. 13:23 to play, first period. Evergreens 1, Tomahawk nothing. First round WIAA playoffs. Evergreens hockey sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand-in-hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Puck comes back to the red line off the faceoff. Evergreens look to control at center ice. Nope, Tomahawk sent it into the corner. Nick Osero sent it there, wrapping it around the boards. Osero tried to chase. Tomahawk able to hold in at the blue line. Kaiten Scholes goes back to the corner. Evergreens have Derek Tomczyk there fighting for it. Tomczyk just stick-checked the puck away and poked it out to center ice. Tomczyk now carries it to the blue line onside. This is a nice feed. Shot that hit the side of the net from Grant Dennis. Briefly loose in front, fighting for there. Dennis tries to get it back, and Dennis is going to try and get it out to the blue line here, and he does. Nate Bruns has it there. One of the Tomahawk defenders lost his stick. Bruns pass a little long, taken away by one of the Hatchets. Nick Osero is looking to come back. There's a big hit right at the blue line. He's fighting through it is Bryce Dively. Dively tried to get that puck out in the corner. Evergreens get a partial change, and Tomahawk comes back at center ice. Cole Hoppinger here. 12.5 minutes to play first period. Evergreens up 1-0, trying to build an advantage. Takeaway from Nate Bruns. Nice stick handling. Bruns had it poke checked away at the blue line. Evergreens look to recover at neutral ice. That's a pass that was going backwards to Austin Shiro, and Shiro has to retreat behind the Evergreens net. There's a bad pass. It's taken away. Evergreens a little sloppy here. Kevin Boulder's got it behind, but Boulder can't control it for Tomahawk, and now the Evergreens get it forward to center ice. A little long there for Austin Shiro. Shiro tries to center. Shiro gets it back. He's got a stick in his way, or else he would have shot. Shot scored! Shiro scores! Kind of a nifty little goal because there was a stick on the ice, and Shiro kind of puck handled around the stick and then launched the shot on goal, and he scored. 2-0 Evergreens. One of the referees is coming over to the scorer's table. I wonder if they are going to say that the net came loose. Now, that came after the goal. This goal is going to count. And the Evergreens at 11:48 to play in the first period are now up 2-0. Both goals coming at even strength.
Evergreens at the 5-12 mark, first period.
They're giving that goal to Matthew Yonke. Shiro gets the assist. That's funny. I didn't see Yonke deflected in there. It was clearly Shiro's shot. Here's another shot down low. And a score again! Brady Burrell. Burrell went down low and beat the goalie on the near post. And the route may be on tonight. The Evergreens are up 3-0. That goal came just 18 seconds after the one that preceded it. Evergreen scoring almost at will at this point in the game, and they're up 3-0.
Scoring at the 5:34 mark in the first period.
See if we're going to award an assist there. That is indeed Brady Burrell's goal. And Michael Plaza gets the helper. Evergreen's right back again, put it on net, and that's a save down low by Matthew Yonke. I'm sorry, that's Dan Henke with the save. Evergreen's taken away again at center ice. Here comes Chris Babiarz. You can tell that he's hungry, wants to get into the action. Babiarz's shot deflected, out of play. Babiarz decided to keep the puck there with a 3-on-2 coming in across the blue line. So we got a goal from Matthew Yonke off Austin Shiro negotiating around that loose stick on the ice. Shiro gets the helper. And then just a few ticks of the game clock afterwards, Brady Burrell scores with a goal to the lower right-hand corner of the net. Evergreens 3, Hatchets nothing. Tomahawk coming back the other way, stick handling through at the blue line, Tanner Bartz. But Bartz was unable to control the puck, or else he would have had a good crack at the goal there. Michael Moe really untested for the Evergreens the other way. DC Everest counterattacks. Chris Sackman into the corner. Fighting for it there is Grant Dennis. Dennis is behind the net. Looks to center. Finds a man. Point blank range and shot. Shot shave. Bryce Dively there. Went off the glove of Matthew Hanke, the goalie. And Dively really did get a shot at the net there. Point blank. Long rebound comes out to center ice. Big hit right in front of the Evergreens bench. One of the Tomahawk players was upended. That was Nick Osero who took a big hit. The Evergreens take the puck away at center ice. Chris Sackman's along the far boards. Evergreens are in the zone. Evergreens take it back. Tomahawk had a defender who took that puck away. Now the Evergreens look to slide it on goal. In front, there's a big collision in front of the net. Grant Dennis bodies down in front of the net. Goalie, a defender, and one of the Evergreens players. Nate Bruns was part of that pileup, and so was Grant Dennis. Now the net has come free, and we're going to get a stoppage there. For a 3-0 game, the Evergreens got very physical in front of the net looking for more. 9:53 to play first period. DC Everest 3, Tomahawk nothing. Evergreens hockey sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Puck comes free at center ice. Evergreen slided in front to Nate Bruns. Bruns will be ready to rush the length of the ice here as he sets up behind his own net. Bruns is going to be fought for the puck there by Cole Hoppinger. Hoppinger looks like he's the best skater on this Tomahawk team. Bruns now goes cross ice and they move forward. Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk with a long pass looking to hit Austin Shiro, goes behind the net. A Tomahawk defender is there. Goes off the skates of one of his teammates now to center ice. Evergreens retreat. In fact, the Evergreens go behind their net and will start their own rush again, needing to go the length of the ice. Here's Derek Tomczyk skating along the near boards. Onside. Evergreens have 1-2-3. Now 4 men into the zone. Tomczyk looks to center, slid it right through the crease. He was looking for Austin Shiro in front. Here's a shot. That hit the post. Bounced off high. Who put that on net? Looked like that was Austin Shiro. Puck is behind the net. Evergreens look to center. Coming out goes off the stick of Derek Tomczyk. Unable to control it. Back into the corner. Evergreens still have it. Brady Burrell. Burrell now lost it behind the net. Jacob Panzer took it away for the Hatchets. Tries to clear the zone. Evergreens hold it in. It's back in the corner now, where Alex Degner fights for it. One of the Tomahawk defenders just lost the puck behind his net, and Brady Burrell fights for it. Centering it from Plaza from close range. Stick save. Plaza was almost there for his second goal. Hard to imagine how Plaza missed that. I think the goalie's stick was just in the wrong spot. Here's another shot close. Goalie's out of position. Evergreens can't get it into the net. Austin Shiro was on the near side. Now Shiro deflects off his teammate Michael Plaza in front and goes into the netting. Plaza is right around the net there. And wow, the Evergreens had opportunities to extend their lead even further. It's 8-0 here. Getting an assist that I'm not tangled up here in our first period. Face-off will come after the puck went into the netting just outside the Evergreens blue line and now goes into the Tomahawk bench for another stoppage. Evergreens Hockey is sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Again, a face-off from outside the blue line. Tomahawk controls it, but the Evergreens take it away along the near boards at center ice. Michael Plaza looking for more. Up, Evergreens are offside. Looks like Brady Burrell was across the blue line a little early. That's a stoppage just under the 8-minute mark. Winner of this game, and it will be surprising if it is not ZC Everest, plays Spash at the KB Willett Arena on Friday night. If that game does involve these Evergreens, you'll hear it right here on Fox Sports Radio. Off the faceoff, Tomahawk slides a shot towards goal off the stick of Tanner Bartz, went wide to the far post, out of the reach of Michael Moe. Didn't have to make a save there. Evergreens now fighting for it behind their own net. Tomahawk trying to take the puck away. Nick Osero. Osero sends it around the boards. Nope, an Evergreen is waiting for it there. Bryce Dively. Dively off the boards, fights in on his own. Dively's got a man in front if he can find him. Dively coming in, took it himself. Shot save. And covered up by Dan Henke, the sophomore goalie for Tomahawk. Henke kind of lived dangerously there because he didn't make a clean save, and the rebound bounced out in front of him. He lunged forward and got on top of that puck, and Tomahawk will get a full line change here. Evergreen's got a partial line change. Faceoff is going to come to goalie Dan Henke's right. Puck drops. Evergreens try and hold it in the zone. This puck is rolling on its side, goes across center ice, back into the Evergreens' half of the ice, where Avery Allard retreats for it. Evergreens come up to center ice. Tomahawk now sends it into the corner. Put in there by Dan Henke. Sorry, that wasn't Henke. You've got an unrostered number 21 on the ice for Tomahawk. Not sure who he is. Wrapped around the boards now. Evergreens fight to hold it into the blue line. That's Bryce Dively. Couldn't hold it in. Slides down all the way. Wave off icing. Michael Moe comes out of net. And Moe sends it out to the blue line along the near boards to Chris Sackman. Sackman just couldn't quite catch up with that. He would have had an advantage. And then there's a big hit along the boards. Kevin Boulder of Tomahawk went flying. And we're going to have a whistle. We're going to have a stoppage here. In fact, the referee had a problem with that hit. And Tomahawk is going to go on the power play. Grant Dennis goes into the penalty box for 2 minutes. Dennis was involved in the action along the near boards against Nick Osero. Imagine that's going to be some kind of roughing penalty here. So Tomahawk will have a 5-on-4 advantage.
After 2 minutes cross-checking.
Cross-checking is the penalty. Tomahawk 5-on-4 controls the draw. Kevin Boulder tried to get a shot in, knocked off one of the Evergreen defenders and comes out of the zone. Tomahawk now has to retreat. Cole Hoppinger along the near boards. Steven Wren now is behind the net. Evergreens are there. Chris Babiar is on the ice trying to help kill this off. Slides it all the way back to the other blue line. Tomahawk's waiting. Tomahawk's back on side. Here's Kevin Boulder. Nope, Boulder couldn't control it. It neutralized. Evergreens trying to make something shorthanded happen here. Brady Burrell shot blocked by one of the defenders. Babiar fights for it. Evergreens are down a man, trying to hold this puck in. Now it's back at the red line. Evergreens have had the puck for a long time, and it's Tomahawk with 1 minute left in the one-man advantage. Tomahawk tries to set it up, and that was a bad pass for Kevin Boulder behind his own net. Now Cole Hoppinger has it. Hoppinger pushes it forward for his teammate. One of the Evergreens takes it away. This has been a terrible power play. Austin Shiro sends it back in. Evergreens will get some fresh skates on the ice. 45 seconds left in the man advantage. Tomahawk now has the pass taken away shorthanded. Backhand put on goal. And boy, Derek Tomchik tried to make something happen there for the Evergreens. Evergreens have had the puck in their half just as much. Tomahawk coming back the other way, trying to center, losing his skate. Steven Wren in front of the net. Now into the corner. Just 28 seconds left. Taken away by the Evergreens again. Nate Brun sends it all the way down the ice. The Evergreens are going to kill off this penalty. Tomahawk will get one more rush with 15 seconds left. They set up behind their net, have to go the length of the big sheet. And here's a long pass taken at the other blue line by the Evergreens. Nate Bruns now up along the sideline, sends it back. Just 5 seconds left in the power play. We're back at even strength. Good penalty kill for the Evergreens. There's only 4.5 minutes left here in the first period. Nate Bruns has it along the near side. Now we've got to stop it. I think that puck hopped over the near plexiglass in front of the crowd here at the Evergreens Arena. Nice crowd gathered at Green Heck to see the Evergreens get off to a 3-0 lead. Plaza, Yonke, and Burrell are the first period goal scorers for the Evergreens. Plaza has a goal and an assist here in the first period. Faceoff comes just outside the blue line. Goes backwards, though, back through neutral ice. Josh Merchant comes back. Evergreens are playing some of their secondary players early in this game. Here is Merchant, and now skating ahead for the Evergreens. Onside is Alex Degner. Degner centering in front, had Plaza. Plaza couldn't quite control it. And Plaza again had the goalie beat if it was on his stick. Sent on goal now with traffic in front. Degner sent it on, and Brady Burrell was on the doorstep. Evergreens unable to corral it. Now Tomahawk tries to clear, and they get it out to center ice. Brett Garber there, but Garber has it taken away. Brady Burrell along the near boards. Now it pops back into the zone. Josh Merchant. Merchant's having a pretty good shift. Into the corner now. Tomahawk fighting for it. That's Brett Garber again. And now Tomahawk looks to clear, and it just goes over the blue line. Evergreens controlling at neutral ice. Josh Merchant. Merchant bangs it off the boards. Evergreens will get a change here. Tomahawk trying to catch the Evergreens on that change, but it's on the stick of Alex Degner. Degner lets the rest of his teammates get out onto the ice. And Tyler Schubring. Schubring, a senior, perhaps his last game on this Greenack Fieldhouse ice. And he's getting some playing time, too. Evergreen send it into the zone. Schubring's got to fight for it behind the net. Looking to center there. And the Evergreens again send it behind the net. Schubring's got to be active there, and he is. Looking to center. Nope, a Tomahawk defender gets it out. Waiting for it at the center circle is Degner. We go under 3 minutes. Degner from long range put that on goal. It went wide and hit off the backboards behind the net. Tomahawk has it there. Jacob Panzer tries to wrap it around. Evergreens can't quite hold it. A little bit of a collision between one of the Evergreens, between Avery Allen and one of the referees. Here's a shot on goal the other way. Save from Michael Moe. Put on by Kevin Boulder, a one-timer. Evergreens quickly coming back the other way, and here's a shot, and it's off the pad of one of the goalies from Tyler Schubring. Schubring's shot went off Dan Hanke. Looked like the inside of his pad. The rebound was loose for a moment, but there was no one there for the Evergreens to take advantage. Tomahawk clears. Evergreens control with Nate Bruns. He's behind his own net, ready to rush the length of the ice. Out to center ice, pass a little long, goes off the far boards. And Jacob Panzer controls for Tomahawk. Tomahawk will get a partial change. They send it back in. Icing will have a stoppage with 2:16 to play, first period. Evergreens Hockey is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting DC Everest Sports. And Cloverbelt Credit Union, did you know they were voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards? Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Faceoff came to goalie Dan Hanke's left. Tomahawk controls, sends it down. It's on net. No icing here. And Michael Moe again with a long outlet pass, almost to his own blue line. Coming forward for it is Grant Dennis. Dennis tries to split defenders at center ice. He's onside to the back inside of the forehand side. Nice piece of stick handling. A score for Grant Dennis. Oh, that was pretty. Dennis got the puck at the blue line. Stick handle between two defenders. Switched from the backhand to the forehand side and scored. Evergreens 4, Hatchets nothing. One room over where all the Evergreens home games are videotaped. Grant Dennis is going to want to put that on his personal highlight reel. As pretty a goal as we've seen all season for the Evergreens. And with 1:58 to play in the first period, the Evergreens stake themselves that 4-0 lead, unassisted for Grant Dennis. Tomahawk is just limping along to try and get to intermission, and the Evergreens take it right back. Austin Shiro. Shiro goes down low to Grant Dennis, centering in front. There's a shot and a save. Briefly loose, Austin Shiro poking at it. Couldn't quite control it. Now Seth Jaglinski down near the goal line. Evergreens look to center. One of the Tomahawk players disrupted that, sent it behind the net. Jacob Panzer disrupted that scoring opportunity. Under a minute and a half to play, puck comes out to center ice. Tomahawk takes it there. Tanner Bartz is onside. Bartz put it on goal. Glove save, Michael Moe. Bartz didn't really get good wood on that. Didn't make good contact with his stick. And Michael Moe, that was not going at full velocity when Moe made that glove save. Faceoff here is going to come to Michael Moe's right. Moe has made only two or three saves in this period. Tomahawk gets a partial change. And when the puck drops again, we'll have 1:15 to play. And off the faceoff goes into the corner. Evergreens control it. Alex Degner sends it around, and Degner gets it right back. Degner tries to send it off the boards, and he does. Gets it out to center ice and clears the zone. Evergreens fighting for it. Here's Baby Ars, now comes out to Brady Burrell. Burrell unable to control the puck at the blue line. Under a minute to play, and there's Michael Plaza. Plaza's had a great first period. Sends it all the way around the boards, and waiting for it is Brady Burrell at the blue line. Evergreens now skating in, looking to center. There's a nice, pretty centering pass. Wide, scored, Alex Degner. Degner had a tough angle, and he still beat the goalie Matthew Henke to the far post. And we're going to wait to see who the assist goes to, but Degner got a great feed. It's his goal. But the pass to Degner is what set up that scoring opportunity with 43 seconds to play. That comes only a minute and 5 seconds after the Evergreens made it 4-0. Now they've made it 5-0.
Scoring for the BC Evergreens, number 6, Alex Degner. Assist by number 16, Brady Burrell.
Yeah, they're going to give the assist to Brady Burrell. And Josh Merchant gets an assist as well. And I'll tell you, it was Brady Burrell's pass that was pretty as a picture to set up that goal. Puck is sent behind the Tomahawk net. 20 seconds left in the first period. Evergreens up 5-0. Certainly looks like the Evergreens are going to advance. Here's a takeaway with just 10 seconds left. Slid right through the crease. Almost an opportunity for Derek Tomczyk. Couldn't quite catch up with it. 5 seconds left. Tomahawk clears it out, and that's where the period, mercifully for the Hatchets, are getting scalped here, comes to an end. Evergreens 5, Tomahawk nothing. Tomahawk needs this time to regroup. I don't think Michael Moe had more than a few saves there. Almost all of the action was in the Tomahawk end there. Yeah, the Evergreens, 16 shots on goal, 11 saves for Dan Henke. And for Michael Moe, not particularly active down on the other end. Michael Moe has 3 saves in his column. While we take a break, why don't we catch you up on the final standings for the Valley Conference. And the Valley Conference was very interesting this year because the top teams, Walsall West, Spash, Wisconsin Rapids, all took turns beating each other. It wasn't all the Walsall West show this season. And the DC Everest Evergreens, this team, 6-5 in Valley play, very much figured into who would control this year's conference championship. We'll talk about that during our first intermission, which we have just arrived at. DC Everest 5, Tomahawk nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.